Choose conductor gauge size according to code, not guesswork. After having worked in the field for years, it is easy to automatically reach for the gauge size you've used for an installation hundreds of times before. If you're concerned that the size you normally use may be too small, isn't going up a gauge size or two all you need to do? Not necessarily. The length of the run can result in code-permitted voltage drop limitations, which require that you increase the gauge size more than you may think. Consider the following example. What gauge size THW conductor is required to supply a 30-amp rated load supplied by a 120-volt single-phase source if the distance one way between source and load is 180 feet? Answer choice A, number 10 THW. Answer choice B, number 8 THW. Answer choice C, number 6 THW. Answer choice D, number 4 THW. Normally, number 10 gauge wire is the size you might think of first because you know that number 10 THW conductor is rated to carry 35 amps. But given the length of the run and the voltage that will be dropped as a result, can this wire carry 30 amps if the length of the run is 180 feet? In order to err on the side of caution, you decide to increase the gauge size. You don't just increase the conductor by one size by choosing number 8 gauge wire. You increase it by two sizes and choose number 6 gauge THW wire, which is rated to carry 65 amps. You feel confident that choosing number 6 gauge wire will ensure that any voltage drop due to the length of the run won't be a problem. Let's use the wire size formula to see if you're right. CM equals 2 times K times D times I divided by voltage drop permitted. 2 times 12.9 ohms times 180 feet times 30 amps equals 139,320. Divided by 3.6 equals 38,700 minimum area circular mill size required. A number 6 gauge wire has an area circular mill size of 26,240 circular mills, which would not meet the minimum size required. Number 4 gauge THW wire with a circular mill size of 41,740 circular mills is required. Would you have chosen number 4 gauge wire without using the wire size equation? Why is the number 2 in the equation? Where does 12.9 ohms come from? Why is the voltage drop permitted 3.6 volts? Whether you need to answer these types of questions on an electrical exam or in the field, you need to know how to apply the code and use the formulas properly. Take the guesswork out of your exam preparation. Call 888-919-3926 and prepare to pass your exam today.